Knew it would happen eventually, just didn't think it would happen at home as Auburn falls to Florida 90-81. Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops podcast. It's Kyle Rush, Zepp Jasper, and ready to talk about and break down Auburn with a big upset, or getting upset at home by Florida. Top 10 matchup. Just one of those games, Zepp. Just one of those games where nothing seemed to go right and everything went right for Florida as they give Auburn their second loss of the season, first loss of the conference. So we'll break that down. But before we do that, tonight's episode is brought to you by Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. Make sure you go to UncleKeithsRedSauce.com. Use coupon code TheBarn25 to take 25% off your order. Zip, you love salsa? Some of the best salsa out there. You can't beat it.
I love salsa.
It can't beat it. We'll talk a little bit about it later in the show. But Zip, I'm just going to kick it off, man. It was tough to watch. It just felt like nothing could go our way. Everything. Shots wouldn't fall. There was turnovers. And then the big thing is just the defensive letdown with giving up 90 points at home. That just doesn't seem like a typical Auburn team. Anything really jump out at you? I guess anything that really you could put your finger on that looked like, you know, Bruce said, hey, we had a game plan and felt like it was good, and then it just didn't work and we couldn't adjust. Just overall thoughts on the game.
Well, when I watched the game, it was pretty interesting to me because I go back and I look at the history. We beat Florida in the SEC championship. We beat Florida, I think, last year, regular season. I think we beat them 2 years before. 2 years before, and the year I was there, we lost to them. Well, we beat them at home. The year was number one. We lost to them at Florida.
Yeah.
Always number one. So Florida really don't have a good track record beating us.
Yeah.
So they had a good scout report on us. Everything they did, they switched out. They played Janai very, very well. I watched it, even though he missed a lot of close baskets.
Yeah.
But I just believe guys wasn't ready to play. We came out strong from the get-go. We thought we was gonna come out and just blow them out the woodworks, but Florida fought back, and once they got that energy, I mean, they didn't let up.
No, Auburn got up as much as I think 10 points, maybe more, 10 or 11 points at one point in time, and then Florida just started pouring it on, and Auburn's shots stopped falling. I don't know that there's been a game that's been a game where this many guys were cold. I don't think we had one where this many guys were cold. You had Denver Jones, who last game didn't miss a shot, and then in this game, he did not make a shot from the field. He was 0-for-4 from the field, really, really struggled offensively. He played hard everywhere else. He did have 3 turnovers. He had 7 rebounds, just a really, really tough game from him. And then Chad Baker-Mazzara, who not only was very poor from the field, made some bad decisions, was such a liability on the defensive side that he only played 19 minutes. And that's not typical from him. He just had a complete off night. And then obviously, and then Dylan Cardwell, who's been having some pretty solid games. He struggled as well, got in foul trouble. He did have 12 rebounds, but just turnovers and just issue after issue. It just was one of those games. I said, Zep, last couple of games, I said that I feel like this team goes as Denver goes. If Denver's hot, we can beat anybody. And then if Denver struggles, you're going to have issues. You could have issues. And that was the case tonight, as he really, really struggled. What was Florida doing to really – frustrate and limit Denver's effectiveness on the offensive side?
What it was in his chest. Florida guards, they play hard-nosed defense. They, like I said, they did a great scouting report. That coach, he's familiar with BP's system.
For sure.
And they're long, they're big. They actually are like us. They're not better than us, but they're kind of like us. They got guys who go for offensive rebounds, get rebounds, play physical, play tough, got scoring guards. So, our plays was kind of like scouted. And, like I say, they just played every situation. And once they went up, they knew they had to keep that lead, because if they didn't keep a lead, they knew we was going to roar back and come back.
Sure. Auburn tried to cut it close in the second half. They got it down to as little as 9 points, I think, with just under 10 minutes to go. And then every time, though, Florida had an answer. They would have an answer, and we'd have a turnover, or they'd hit a big shot. They were getting a lot of second chance points, I feel like. I'll tell you what, a lot of like long rebounds or tipped rebounds that I feel like they got every one of them. You know what I mean? Like weird bounces, and then they would not miss when they got those second chances. Zep, a lot of folks have been talking about. I want to get your thoughts on this. A lot of folks have been talking about. Look, we're not going to go undefeated. You just can't do that in college basketball. It's just, I mean, look at Duke. Duke just lost. We were just watching it. Duke just lost to an unranked Clemson. I mean, is the number two team in the country. You just can't do it. It's tough, night in and night out. A lot of people have been saying, hey, maybe this team needs to lose one, just to kind of get their mind, like have a reset, get their mind right, that everything's been going great for a while. What do you think about that? And like, what do you think they can learn from this game? Do you, I guess it's all up to the individual, but how do you see this could be as possibly being a benefit to going in and get one out of the way?
I think it could be a benefit because, once you've won so much, you're just used to it. And this team, they just was used to winning. If you watch every game to the end, we were very confident. Like we bring, I know Janai brings out the belts. If you watch every game, he always mimic a team and he bring out a belt. Like basically, like we whooped him, we beat him. Like so. We need that type of we needed this type of loss, so it can put us back in a place in a position to be junkyard dogs, to be guys who came in who wasn't recruited high level type guys. I feel like we're at the top now, so we need to get put in a place where we got to get back to reality. Now we just lost. Now we got to go whoop on the team. These next few games are gonna be key. We got the world on notice. We just lost, but let's show them what we do after a loss, after a whole month we haven't lost a game. So I think it's key to lose certain games because you'd rather lose now than later.
For sure, for sure. Well, we got the belt tonight, so we may
We
we
get
may, we love to
that.
we love to give the belt, but we got the belt tonight. Belt the ass, we got it tonight,
We
and
got it
it
tonight.
was a 9-point loss, and it really was not that close. If we're just being completely honest. They pretty much put the foot on the gas, and we couldn't really let up. It was like one of those boxing matches where you take one early, and then you can't ever really regain yourself. Can't really regain your wits about you. We just we got hit early, and we couldn't really respond. A couple of good games though out of some guys though. Miles Kelly was unreal. He played as good as he possibly could play. 22 points, 3 of 9 from three, 8 of 18 overall, hit all of his free throws, big rebounds, big block, couple of steals. Like just he has really been coming on lately. And then Chaney Johnson also had a quiet, really efficient game, 6 of 9 from the field for 13 points. I guess that's something positive. You can see some guys still stepped up. You just got to get back on track, and hopefully, not hopefully, but unfortunately, you got to go on the road twice this coming up week. You got to go on the road to Vanderbilt, and then obviously you got to go to Alabama on Saturday, which is going to be the big showdown. Game day is going to be on campus. We talked about it before we got on. Feel like with Duke losing, Alabama's going to play. They're playing right now in a pretty tight one with Arkansas. Arkansas always does this, or not Arkansas, but Calipari teams always do this, where after about midway through the conference season, they kind of start figuring out how to play with each other. Because typically, it's always new guys a lot of McDonald's All-American freshman type players, and that's what this whole team's brand new, figuring out a play, and then they get dangerous. So they'll probably, but if they sneak out a win, I feel like they'll try to set it up as 1-2 this weekend. So you don't really have a breather though. That's the thing. You don't really have a chance to have a get right game. You just gotta, you gotta learn what you learn from your mistakes, and you gotta get better, and you gotta get way better as you go on the road to Vanderbilt. So what are some things you could think? What are some things you've seen that Auburn can focus on in this, these couple of days to kind of get ready for Vanderbilt and kind of right some wrongs?
Well, I think we can focus on defensive weakness, like our breakdowns. We had a lot of breakdowns today. Like you said, a lot of offensive rebounds, loose balls. I feel like Florida beat us a lot of loose balls today. Like, usually that'll be us, the ones that's going to get the offensive rebounds and getting the loose balls. And we're going to be away. Like, if you heard the commentary today, they say Auburn does not lose at home.
It's
a shock. It's shocking. But going on the road for these next two games, this is going to be crucial. This is going to be this is going to be the biggest test of the year. I don't care what anyone says. Like, this is going to prove to us what we're made of, because we haven't lost.
Yeah.
So our strength is going to be how we react to losing.
The one good thing, typically, if the first loss would have been a road game, I feel like maybe we'd have just chalked it up to, it's tough to win on the road. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that big a deal. But getting embarrassed on your home court, that should be a wake-up call. That should be okay, guys, we panicked. We got down. We didn't really know. We weren't really used to it. And we started throwing up some panicky shots. Like, we got to get our stuff together. And maybe this is a little bit more of a kick in the pants than it would be if you lost at Vanderbilt or lost at Alabama. Maybe this sort of lights a fire, and then you don't just sort of sleepwalk through the rest of the schedule. Maybe this is, again, maybe you can turn this into a positive. Again, it's tough to win college basketball games. It's tough to win. You had a lot of AP top teams lose this weekend. You had, like we already said, Duke lost to Clemson on the road. You've had, I think, Marquette lost. You had a bunch of top 25 teams lose. It happens every Saturday. How does Auburn rebound? That will be the key. I want to talk about possible lineup changes, Zep, in just a second, but I want to go back to Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. Look, you can get them all. You can check them out online, UncleKeithsRedSauce.com, or you can go to any Publix in the state of Alabama, just about, and you can find it there. You got just your regular, your black top, you're just your regular salsa, and then you got the spicy red top, which I say red top, you can't stop. It's that good. All natural ingredients. The biggest thing, Zep, I know you love supporting Auburn folks, Auburn businesses. This is an Auburn guy, Auburn family, Auburn locally made product. Definitely you can show them some love. And like the slogan says, it's good, y'all. You just got to check it out. UncleKeithsRedSauce.com. Use coupon code TheBarn25. Take 25% off. Zep, a lot of folks, and it seems like this after every loss, and I think it comes from Auburn fans just watching basketball like you watch football, and you can't do that. But lineup changes. We got to play Tahad more. We got to play Denver less. We got to do this. We got to do that. Do you see any potential lineup changes that could benefit Auburn? I mean, I kind of feel like they've been pretty daggum good so far. Is it really time to just scrap the whole thing and start from scratch? I'm not sure that's the case, but with the question of Tahad in Denver is brought up a lot. Do you think it's time for a change there? Do you think you just kind of stay the course and just work things out?
I mean, I think we stay the course. Guy's been playing good all year. Like I said, we just played Oklahoma. We beat the crap out of Oklahoma, which is a good team. It was nothing said then. Who we played before Oklahoma?
Oh, gracious.
We don't even know, because guess what? We won by so much.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
So it's like, why do fans do this to our guys? Exactly. It's like maybe today Taha could have played a little bit more because Denver offense wasn't on. But me personally, I'm gonna stick with my same guys. I'm gonna stick to the same rotation. We got two losses. It's 2025. We only got one loss in 2025. We got one loss in 2024. What we need to change for? We the number one team in the country. We still gonna be the number one team in the country.
Yeah.
So they're telling Bruce Pearl to change something because we got one loss.
Yeah, exactly.
How does that sound? I can't do that.
Yeah.
Being a player, when you see those type of things, you're like, oh, they don't know basketball. Because like me being a former player, it's like I'd rather lose now than later.
Yeah.
I don't care how many games we lose. We're gonna be a number one seed, but we're fighting to win the SEC regular season championship, but also to win the conference championship also.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm with you. People talk about it every time there's a down game. There has to be mass upheaval. We can't, you know, let this happen again, whatever. But my thing is, I'm like you, guys, we've played 22 games, 23 games, and we've won, you know, 21 of them. So, clearly something is working. Something is working. This bringing Tahad off the bench, the way they've got the minutes split up. Yeah, let's try to figure out a way to get him more minutes, but you can't just take Denver off the court. I mean, Fears from Oklahoma is a really good guard. I mean, he was averaging 15, 16 points a game, and Denver completely punked him. I mean, he went 1 of 8, and Denver didn't miss a shot. So, like, Denver, the value Denver brings you from the defensive – on the defensive side – it is so incredibly important. I mean, I'm not a huge plus minus guy. I don't really like the plus minus stats, but Auburn lost by 9. And when Denver was on the court, it was only -1 in plus minus. So he's a good defender. He is a really good scorer when he's on. We just need him to be on. He is vastly important to this team's success, and in my opinion, he needs to play as many minutes as possible. And we just need to get him some looks. And he's got to get some shots, and got to get some shots early, and build some confidence. Janai's been a little bit, I don't want to say cold, but he has not been himself since he's come back. I haven't run the numbers, but from our shooting percentage, I would say he's well under 50% since he's been back. He was 8 of 19 tonight. Is there anything you see out of Janai that's concerning? Does he look hobbled? Is there anything you see out of him that, you know, gives you any concern whatsoever? Or is it just, you know, still need to shake the rust off and we'll get back? I mean, he still scored 18 points, but he did shoot a bunch of shots. I mean, took 19 shots. So, what are your thoughts on Janai so far since he's been back?
Well, without Janai, I think we won't win that Tennessee game.
True.
I just look at it as he's the head of the snake. He's the guy that we're always going to count on. He's the guy that the scout report, we have to stop this guy. No matter what goes on, that like Florida team, they had three bigs going, like guarding him tonight, like switching off on him tonight. Like, I can't name you an SEC team that have three bigs that can switch off like every 5 minutes in the game. Like, that's a lot. But, you know, Janai's one of those guys. He can come back next game and have a 20-15 type game and shoot over 60%, you know, in the game. It's just one of those things that, you know, we're going to tweak up a few things and run a couple new plays. And, you know, and I think he'll be fine. He'll be just fine.
Sure. Got to get it back right. Got to get the ship back righted. Ship righted. But you don't have an easy road ahead. Like I said earlier, as we go to Vanderbilt in the god awful auditorium arena, Memorial Coliseum, or whatever the heck they call it. And then you go to Alabama to play in their really old airplane hangar with the lights don't even work. So that's going to be a tough road trip. And then, hey, you got to come back home to Arkansas, who's won 3 in a row and is playing Alabama right now pretty tight going into the at the end of the first half. So You just got to buckle up as the SEC. Every single game, there is no breaths to be taken. So it's full pedal to the metal every single game. But these guys are going to be resilient. They're going to bounce back, and we'll see what happens after the beginning of this two-game road trip. So, Zep, I really appreciate it. Thanks for jumping on, man. Tell them how they can love you, find you, support you.
Twitter at RIP_QUAN5. Instagram at RIP_QUAN12.
Absolutely. You can find me at Twitter on @_Charlie_5. We'll be back again soon. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.